Changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. I'm Nicole Whitney, and she's back, Carrie O'Connor from CarrieO'Connor.com, the one who does the amazing life-changing readings that I experienced firsthand with her about just over a year ago, is here. We're going to open the lines, and you're going. Some of you will find out for yourself why I recommend goggles and a helmet. Welcome back, Carrie O'Connor.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm alive. How are you?
I'm doing very well, sending you and everybody out there wonderful, expansive energy because a lot of people are feeling stuff in their root chakra. So our root chakra is contracting, so we're feeling top-heavy, and a lot of people are experiencing top-heaviness. It could be headaches, confusions, separation, that kind of energy. So I'm sending everybody energy to go down to their root chakra and expand. That really helps when people are top-heavy. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing a lot of that this week.
Well, you can put me on the top-heavy list.
Yep.
Checking in
yep.
with the headaches today.
Yep.
But
yep.
the show must go on. Yeah, it's been a very interesting time, hasn't it, with the energies and
absolutely.
Yeah. Now, it's only been a couple of weeks this time since we talked. Has there been any significant change or shift that you've noticed?
I've noticed what I tell people, especially over the next 2 weeks, is we're going out of what looks, Nicole, in August. By the second week of August is going to seem like a pressure valve. Like, think of a balloon right now. A lot of people are feeling like a balloon. The balloon is stretched. The rubber feels like it looks like it's going to pop, right? And so there's pressure. And that's even where our body seems like it's small as the head is in top is getting bigger and pumped up. Like, I can't take any more of this acceleration. That's where, when I'm looking at the bodies, I'm seeing the first and second chakra combining, having a space for what I call a star seed. So it's a space underneath the heart chakra on top of the third chakra. That's the core star seed that helps us have multidimensional sight, multidimensional. We could step into our angel self. And so our daydreams can seem more vivid we can start daydreaming more when we're driving in the shower, kind of spacing out, but something about it is different. And so there's a lot of peeling of the onion. August is going to seem like a huge release because it's like I see bands being released. Think of like when people have braces and they get their braces tightened and they have those bands. What I keep on seeing in people's energy field, these tiny bands or these very large bands, all different sizes of bands. And just to keep it simple, those bands go back to ancient history where they help, think of the bands holding electromagnetically our themes in place, where now we're doing a 2-for-1 is what they call it, living two lifetimes in one lifetime. So like what I was saying last time as far as symbolically leaving the movie theater where the script is over, think of like the film going click, 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 because this part of our life, all of our lives, regardless of our age, is over, where we're encouraged to say, this is it, this part is done. We've done our part of duality, and now we're walking out of the film, theater, and so now we're stepping into this two-week period of getting blinded by the light, and again, that kind of contracts the energy, too, because it's so light and blinding up in that fourth elevator that we're having sea legs to try to get used to that, stepping away into that elevation in that dimension. And again, there's going to be an evening out part in the we've let go, in the other third elevator, any kind of restricting energy. So in the coming up in the next week and a half, we're going to really be feeling some major pops and releases and just major stuff in our energy field. Disturbing dreams. A lot of people this week have had dreams of death and dying, and that they were dying, or somebody close that they were dying, or leaving a relationship, and all of that really has to do with our rebirthing. And when we go out of that symbolic movie theater, and when the guides keep on calling it a two for one lifetime, we're leaving at living at least two lifetimes in one lifetime, where this is where we're learning how to hold the posture of what it's like to be living the master, living practicing being the master, putting that master energy back out there. And the master is the home luminous one, the angel having the human experience. And we're really giving, we have to give ourselves a break, because we have not had this energy around for us for thousands of years, and so it is bringing up some stuff from way ancient in the past. But there's also a real inclusive, so if a lot of people can feel like they have new baby skin with this, or it's like a scratch they can't itch, and there's a real, literally recalibrating our energy field. And again, there's a, I see our brain going into that whole brain. So all of that is very exciting, but with this, just like childbirth, when we have a child, it might not be the most comfortable thing, position we could ever be in, but it's well worth it when we get over, when we finally deliver the baby. So this is what we're in this state. The baby's feet are out. We are holding the baby. We're kind of having our energies get used to saying, okay, baby, me, separate, and just, it's, we're really in that part right now. And then just think of 2 weeks postpartum when you kind of get back into your body, and that's the state where we're in right now. It's a good state, but a lot of people are feeling like really new baby skin. Think of a baby as new skin, being you wouldn't want to take a baby out to the mall and have it around a very harsh energy. A lot of people are talking about being very sensitive to other people's energy, about picking up on other people's energy. And also what I love to see is that the first January to June and July were was this whole real cellular clearing, going deeper down to pre-consciousness is what my guys are saying was the last 2 weeks, pre-consciousness. And it really goes down to before thought, go back to the void. Now there's a huge acceleration of sacred union. So now that in our energy fields we have sacred union of balancing the left to left and right sides of the body, there's going to be a huge leap into, the guides have said this the whole time of this year, is sacred union of relationships. And that's like hooking in, connecting with people that we have been in relationships in the past. And so this is where we're going to see acceleration of relationships left and right, August through January, that are coming out of, would seem out of, coming out of the woodwork, coming out of nowhere, and they're real keeper relationships in every aspect, personal, friends. And so a lot of people, family, like recreating our own family, being drawn to each other, and they're keepers. It's like knowing somebody like we've known them in 2 days, we can seem like we've known them our whole lives, and we have known them for a very long time. We're going back to ancient relationships. So all of that is good news. Part of this is being able to ride the roller coaster and be able to remember to say we when it's not feeling too, we're wondering if we have the seatbelt on and when we're getting off this ride.
We.
And actually, do you know that when you say we, it hits every single tone in the chakras. And that's where kids know that we remember, you know, the kids, we. Kids are hitting every single chakra. They're going from the root chakra all the way to the seventh chakra, the crown. That when we say we, we hit it. Isn't that interesting?
That is.
So we've got to remember to say we.
Now, this is the changing energy, the evolving consciousness on the planet, is it also linked in any way to the astrological influences?
Absolutely. Yes. That's what I'm encouraging people to really start to, we are becoming evolved, we are becoming one world, one heart, in one earth. So then we're getting to know how ourselves, in the universe, as the astrological changes. The Mercury in retrograde, the Venus in retrograde, all of that is profoundly affecting us. So having a knowledge of of the astrological comings and goings is huge. You don't have to take a PhD course in it, but really knowing what's going on, we absolutely are being influenced by our astrological influence, our buddies. This past Mercury in retrograde, the one before in the early spring, I was telling people that my guides were saying, pay attention to this because you are being profoundly affected by it. And I've had people, I have one friend, his computer crashed, his car crashed, this crashed. It was like bam, bam, bam. Everything that could do happen in a Mercury in retrograde happened. And so then this one, he even experienced more. So we are absolutely, that's becoming a part of the universe. And so, and that's part of the astrological components as far as our, the influence, because all of it goes back to vibration. All of it is electromagnetic pull and components to it. And so we are electromagnetic beings in an electromagnetic world and universe. And so we're really understanding at what a rate we're really, how much it has an effect on us. And that we are absolutely seeing it in the astrological world. And people are feeling it, even the people that really say, I don't, you know, really believe in us. Or I also tell people to know, get to know what your signs are. We are much more than just our sun sign, to know at least their moon sign and their ascending sign and their north node. Their north node is their life purpose. And there's a free website that gives a free birth report. It's called ALABE.com. It gives a short little thing of your birthday. You put in your birthday and the time, and you're able to see what your whole picture of you, because the aspects of astrologically, our moon sign is our emotions. Our ascending is the mask we show the world. North node is our life purpose. Mercury is how we think, and Venus, how we love. So all of that is really important. It goes into our multidimensionality. So the more we know that, a lot of times I'll say to people, I'm seeing a Gemini in your mind and in your north node. And so, and I know Gemini people know the truth with a capital T, and they know that there's a, they come in with just knowing, like higher knowledge, and they get very frustrated when people just don't get it. And also their Mercury, their mind is wrapped around that too. And so when I say to them, they'll say, no, they'll listen to me, then they'll say, but, and then I'll say, here's a book, here's this, so you can look at it. And again, it could be very easy. And then they say, no, but I'm a Virgo. And I'll say, no, your sun sign is your Virgo. And actually, our sun sign is our birthday. We're working on our sun sign our whole life. When we come in here, it's something we work through our whole life is our sun sign. And actually, I tell parents that children don't really step totally into their sun sign until they're 33. So our children, when I think during labor and delivery, every nurse should give or a doctor should give the parent a astrological chart and explain them to them their emotions, their moon sign is their emotions, and their ascending, at least those three things, sun, moon, and emotions, and the north node, those are four things. If you look into people's Mercury's ADD, a lot of them are air signs. They're Gemini, they're Libras, they're Aquarius. And so how come they all can go under ADD, and they all have this air sign because they think differently? So getting to know ourselves astrologically is huge. When I knew, read my son's sign was my son, S-O-N, sign, and his moon sign was in Virgo, it made so much sense. He was a very easygoing kid. He's a Libra. But if he gets tired, when he was even an infant, he would just get very nitpicky and very, this isn't clean. And I said, oh my God, what I give birth to? Felix Unger, I didn't know what the heck was going on. But when I understood that his moon sign, his emotions was in Virgo, when he gets tired, when his needs aren't being met, that he might not be able to express himself, then he'll go to the shadow side of his moon sign. And it made so much sense. So no, he wasn't becoming a neat-free compulsive disorder person. He was then I'd fed him, I'd see what his needs were, and then he would snap out of it. Or it gave me the language to be able to help him express what he was feeling. So it's a huge thing. You're obviously feeling it. I'm seeing a tidal wave coming up the left side in your left eye. Do you have a lot of water in your chart? What's going on with you?
Water in my chart?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How would I know if I have water?
Water in your, if you have a lot of water, like I have, I'm a Scorpio with five planets in Scorpio, so I have a lot of water in my chart. I don't have a lot of earth and I have no air. And so I'm seeing on your left side, but actually it's coming from the outside, so that's your daughters can have a lot of water in their chart. So again, it's like seeing what the other aspects in our moon sign and our ascending sign, but part of it's going up and over your eye. So, and it feels like a tidal wave, and left eye is the outside. So that's your in touch with emotions, and even being, think of being born into a family where I had a lot of water in my chart. So again, five planets in Scorpio, so that's the psychic, even the healer, going down, transformational energy. But I was born into a very air, fire family, and so I didn't even really fit into the family thing energetically on the elements. A lot of people were Geminis and Libra, and I didn't have any air. So there's a way that I balanced by bringing the water into the family unit, and actually my two kids, me and my husband didn't have any air either, and both of our kids are air signs. So in the grand plan of the universe, we bring in those elements that use everything, goes back down to balance. And I just think it's fascinating, but I'm just looking at this water over that cut, like coming in over your left eye. That also has to do with past relationships with females and connections, and also being able on the outside, Nicole, of picking up on people's emotions. And you know how people say, I'm feeling okay, everything's okay, but you could feel the tsunami underneath it, and you're like saying, they're not okay. You know, so then we don't end up trusting our own intuition. So you're clearing some real cellular stuff that goes into that goes right down to your root chakra.
Wow, interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, I've actually never had my chart done in my entire life, so that would be an interesting thing to do, but I don't...
You should check that website out, because it's very simple, but I tell people one of the best things... a woman that I admire, Peggy Phoenix Dubrow, she goes around the world teaching EMF balancing technique. She's one of I'm not a guru person, but I walked in and saw her energy fields, and I said, I want to know what she does to be able to hold that energy that she holds. And so, and that was the EMF balancing technique. She talked about the neonate chart. Neonate is our chart when we're born, and it gives so much information. Again, I tell people that I walked into the astrologer, Nicole, and they said, they asked if I was orphaned at 4 years old, and they were thought for sure orphaned or severe, you know, my parents divorced or something severe, but that was the time when it was a real cutoff from my parents, and so I was very much energetically orphaned, and so it's like in the stars of what we wrote for our plan. And so the astrologer explained to me why I would be able to do some stuff and not some stuff, like not know some stuff, because I pretty much had to raise myself since I was four. So a four-year-old might not know the knowledge of the etiquette of what to do during funerals, and I'd had to learn it on my own, you know. And so it was she would explain how when I was, you know, in that teenage years, always having to gather information because it wasn't delivered to me, so it's like, you know, having to seek information. I know you do the same thing, so I'm seeing an equal sign with you. So there's a part where the your orphaning and or energetic abandoned orphaning would be in your chart, and that's it's just amazing when it comes down to do we have a hand in our, are we just leaves on this thing called life and we just go floating along, or do we sit on a table, a symbolic table, before we come down here and plan it all, including our lessons and what we're here for? And that's where the way I see it, that is my truth, that we have our hand in it. And some people think, Carrie, or they say to me, why would I choose to go through such tough times, things that I did, and why would I choose that? Why would I choose these parents? Why would I choose alcoholism and molestation, all of those kind of things that some people could go through? And you know what? I'm not going to ever excuse any behavior. I'm not here to excuse it at all. I'll say no. I know that there's some sort of higher order from it. And so when we're able to sit there and have those experiences and transcend them, the scorpionic energy, all my energy is able to turn it around and to If you get crap, you make it into fertilizer, that kind of thing. And so there is an order that is literally written in our astrological charts that even go back down to that are very complementary to our blueprint charts. So there's a lot of answers in our neonate charts. So it's fascinating. And also you have huge ahas, aha, aha. Everything can make sense down to they show potentials that happen when we're, you know, 14, 18, 19. They're really saying these are things that we could come into as far as opportunities for growth, opportunities to beware of. You know, don't sign contracts within this time because it's not, things aren't all clear. So having a good astrologer is you know, every good, all the governments, remember when Reagan got in all trouble for going to an astrologer? It was very wise of him. Most governments do it secretly or out in the open. They look at the astrologer because they know forever, our history is that the planets have a direct effect on our energy. So I was a labor and delivery nurse. I knew that 3 days before and 3 days after a full moon that we would be very busy because the electromagnetic pull on our bodies. And so, and or people would have breakdowns or people in the psych wards, they would have really some problems. And so we all knew that. We prepared it. We had extra people on staff. So right there is like not connecting and putting all the dots as far as saying, wow, this is not a fable or like, is it fact or fiction? This is a known thing that the bodies is affected by the tides and the moon. So, of course, it affects the physical body, the emotional body, and the mental body, and spiritual body all lay on it to each other, so they would be affected too. So that's as we're stepping into, going into August, this huge let up. It's like a huge, what it is, Nicole, is that we're going to be, and anyone that listens to your show and yourself, you're a light worker and you're a forerunner, and even people that are just turning on now and they're just starting to see, we get into this whole aspect of empowerment, they are not new. There's some part in it. They could feel new, but they're not new because there's the electromagnetic grids have been lifted. So for them, the veil will even be thinner, so they'll be able to grasp on to the ideas and concepts faster than even people a year ago. And so here, as again, the veil is getting thinner, people are saying, having huge ahas, so they're not as resistant. So what's coming in over the next, what I said to my guides at times, that when I go out and I go into the big grocery stores or Walmart or something, I say, good God, you're saying that by the year 2012 that 90% of the world is going to be thinking like we are right now. We that listen to news of the soul, the light sharers, that 90% of the world is going to be doing some sort of being interested in this or practicing or taking responsibility for their life and realizing that we're not victims. 90% in 4.5 years, right? And so that seems like unbelievable odds, but then when I look at the grids and I look at the people and I see how fast that we have grown, absolutely, because we're attuning everybody and every single second of the day we're attuning. So the more people that are standing up and attuning, the more people that are opening the doors, the more people like you and I that are saying, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. And even if we don't feel like it, we've just are saying, forget it. We're having, we could be having a bad hair day, like I call it. You're in your heart of hearts, you know that this is the truth and that's what we're here to do. So that comes in the 2-for-1. That's where the guides keep on, you know, saying 2-for-1, 2-for-1, like light. They're trying to bring in light humor when people could be really feeling just dog darn tired, where it's like, please give me a break. Just give me a break here. Something's got to give, you know. And so this is where we are good with the electromagnetic pulls. Just think of all these magnetic pulls pulling our energy, everyone in the world's energy back. And so that created, again, a thickness of this veil. Think of we're getting demagnetized just like when we go through the airport. And the airport checks for metals. Now think of it the other way around, that our guides are coming in and demagnetizing, taking the magnetic parts, that component in our energy field that has us pull back, so we are in balance with the electromagnetic parts, which is our homoluminous part, the light part. So, of course, in a very short few years, people are going to flip over. I see it in my practice. I see it weekly. People are coming in where they could be so resistant, if I say the word, you know what a chakra is, because they wanted a mediumship reading. and then all of a sudden they're walking out, and they not only want to know where the chakra is, they're taking the energy exercises, and they're doing it. So then they go home, and they attune themselves, and their practice, even without saying the word, they're affecting the grids on the earth, they're affecting their neighbors, and so all of a sudden the neighbors are feeling lighter. And so there's a huge acceleration with this, and we're going to see it more and more and more. So, of course, by the year 2012, it's going to be a 10%, where, again, 90% of the world are going to say, okay, of course, yes, I knew this all along. And that's what's so funny when I'm watching people now, when I saw them as what they'd come into a reading or a light stream live that I do as a drag along and resistant, because I remember this one man in particular, his son died, it was very tragic, and his nephew in a car accident, and he was very much a drag along. He was mad, he was angry, he was just rageful, rage, very angry. And now I saw him a couple years later, and he is at peace. He is so at peace. It just goes out of his body, and he is doing work on himself now, and he's also working with other people, men in particular, that have lost children, where they don't know how to express it, so they take it out on themselves. And so in 2 years, he profoundly shifted, and he's making sense out of no sense. It's no sense of losing a child. It's out of order. You can't make sense of it, but he is making, surrendering over to a higher order, that, again, that is making it an expansive posture instead of curling up in a ball and saying, I can't handle life anymore, forget it, I'm checking out. So here, again, I keep on seeing that the light workers are going to be on the way of receiving, and that means receiving, because everything's in checks and balances, receiving light, receiving love, receiving money, receiving health, receiving energy. And that's because it's like a thank you for all the work that we've been doing it, faking it till we make it, doing it anyway, because we believe and we know what we know, and what we know is that this is the truth. We all came down here at this lifetime, and we lined up for it, for this one in particular, because it is when we are anchoring in a new earth, and that new earth is forever. It's not just going to change back in 50 years from now or 100 years from now. This is a new experience on earth, and it's the best place to be in town. It's the hottest spot in the universe, and so think of it as like the big club open in L.A. or New York, and all the Ascended Masters and Angels and all the other planetary influences just looking down saying, look at them, and we're just really waking up to really stepping into, yeah, we are the hottest spot in town, and it's fine for us to relax and to sit in that chair and to have a relationship that's much more in a co-creative posture. Versus for thousands of years, we were saying in that matriarchal, patriarchal, oh, Father, please, if I light candles, if I do this, can I have this? And that's like a very stretching up where your head is, the power's up out of your reach, or like the brass ring outside of us when we're entering in a posture that's much more of an equal balance, a co-creative relationship, and that's what we're entering into and setting grids into right now. And so that's where we're clearing out residual energy that in any anywhere, in any direction of space and time, it says, no, you can't do that. That's also when, paradoxically, the ego could kick up the most and say, who do you think you are, fancy pants, to do that? In families, a lot of times family members don't clap and give us big parties when we're breaking generational patterns, because it goes down to fear. But this is when, again, we do it anyway, because we know that this is what we're here for, and that the family, we're helping the family in the highest way by saying, I'm not supporting you in this part of separation. I'm showing you energetically a posture of love. And if right now you can't take it, you want to reject it, I know that there's a part of you that knows that we wrote down this big contract that we were going to do, that you were actually going to reject it and reject me. So we're going to figure out one way or another. And even if it's that I have to come down when I go over and say, hey, I'm sorry. I had a woman whose father, she was raised very Catholic, and he was very mad that she was getting into her intuition and her empowerment. And then when he crossed over, he came in very strong in this saying, I'm sorry. You were right. There is a life after death that's different from Christianity, and I'm sorry that I gave you such a hard time on it, because it really turned their relationship right before he crossed over, and that really broke her heart, because they were very close. And so that's just one example of many of us lining up in this receiving of checks and balances, where a lot of times our cellular memory knows when I say to people a lot of change, their energy feels kind of collapsed. Change, I can't take any change. Or I kept on hearing what comes around goes around. We're entering in and new comes around goes around. Where the comes around goes around is that we're here coming in and like checking in and receiving the positive stuff our generations have done before, because in the past we tend to even genetically are wired to think of comes around goes around, oh no, they'll get theirs, and think of it in a negative way. How about every time our generations, if the people before us, our family or adopted family or who we said as family had done something positive and nice, then we're in line to receiving that. It's really is a wonderful bridging area, and it's just going to continue and continue.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, that, you know, I appreciate people being patient here. I know I said I was going to open the lines, but I'm glad I asked you about that. I'm glad that we've had this talk, because, I mean, to say that in 4 years we'd be looking at 90% of people getting
exactly
an awakening, that's huge.
Exactly, exactly. And, Nicole, feeling that and knowing that, because I tell you, there's sometimes I look at my guides, I say, you got to be kidding me. Are you real? But one thing I know for sure, and one thing my guides have never, ever, ever gave me false information or let me down. My head is the one. If I get my head involved, forget it. But Jesus in particular I was raised Catholic, and I have a very strong connection with him, and when I always have any sort of doubt, kind of like do a check-in and look with him, and he is so patient, he just smiles, and he's like, yes, but that makes sense to me. And if you really think about it, of course it's going to flip, and not 4.5 years is no time, especially if you even look back. Think of The Secret. Gave birth and was printed, and in 1 year it was on Oprah. So that's going to be another story. We're going to hear more miraculous stories, and so I'm sure there's clients there with some miraculous stories coming out that want to have questions.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So, well, let's find out. Let's move ahead here. So I'm going to open up the lines. We're going to take calls for Carrie O'Connor. Here's the numbers to call. In USA, toll-free, 877-876-5227. In Canada, toll-free, 888-815-9756. And direct line, if you can't get those to work, 530-876-3222. And I believe we have somebody on the line now. Hello.
Hello. This is Joya. I'm calling from Palm Coast, Florida. And I just have to say, I am so excited. Just listening to what Carrie's saying is right on. I know that. I feel it in my beingness. And I am so excited by all this wonderful change and the light that's coming down and the vibration. I'm bursting at the seams. I just can't wait for that 4.5 years to get here for 2012. So great. So what is my question? I think the one thing that I'm finding with a lot of my friends and family members is their lack of finances, and everybody stressing over that because they don't have enough money and they're working very hard and they're getting very depressed because they work so hard and everything. And I know that there's going to be a new paradigm on that, right, Carrie?
Right. Absolutely.
So that's all going to change too, along with everything else.
Yes, absolutely. So what we're doing is absolutely. So what is releasing? So the biggest thing, Julie, you can do is be the anchor when anybody, think of it, I put it very simple, as an expanded place where our arms are out and our feet are out like in a cheerleader posture. So it's a V up in the air, V up into the earth. And so that's where we're direct channel from the universal energies coming in for the earth, coming up from the earth and down from the heavens. So that is that's an open channel. And that vibration will go out to family and friends. And what people are doing is, when I'm talking about this real cellular clearing, what we are releasing is any kind of scarcity and any kind of scarcity that goes in any direction of the space or time. And so it hits all four of the major corners. You, how we see yourself, your art, and you as in you, Julie, but also the whole world. We're all being cleared up to say, okay, how do I view myself? Do I feel myself as a master? Every master said, you can do this too, and more, Jesus, to Buddha, to Kuan Yin. Do I own, me am a master? And then if we have a little shaky doubt about it, let that get out of the closet. Look to see where that came from, and our history is our best space. Then go over job, career, and money. A lot lot of people experience lack, scarcity, and also what we're doing is releasing from generations of scarcity. So when I see as far as the lack and scarcity energetically, a lot of times it has absolutely has the mess. I tell people, look at the messages that you received from parents, and it's not a parent-bashing thing. This is to look for empowerment. So what messages did we get? My parents, my father was a teacher, my mother was a nurse, and so they barely made any money back then, and they really don't. They're not, but they don't make money now either, as far as what they do. But anyway, this is where there was five of us, and so my parents didn't complain about money, but it was absolutely in the air as far as how nervous they were, how shaky they were about it, and so energetically it was out there. But then when we'd ask something, or I would pick up something and say, "Is everything okay?" I was ready to go to work at 4 years old, and they're like, "No, no, no, everything's fine." Then it didn't. It made me feel more shaky because it wasn't. And they were shaky, but they said no, so then we don't trust our intuition. So think of that. You're being the anchor to remind the people, absolutely, a new paradigm's coming in. And also remember, we're going to be feeling this before the 4.5 years. This is a 4.5 years is where there's a grand party where everyone's feeling it, but we're going to be feeling and seeing this this in 2.5 years, in 6 months. And so every single time we attune ourselves to that energy, I am a money magnet. And then go into the part, how do I feel like I'm a money magnet? If I muscle tested myself, would my subconscious hold that I'm a money magnet? And if not, because a lot of us have subconscious things of not only through the family programming, but through the messages that we got from our generations. The money is the root of all evil. You couldn't be a good person to have money. There's starving people in Africa, is what I was always told. You know, and so who do you think you are to have it? So all of those records, all of those messages are a vibration that is getting erased. And so the more we hold, expand our energy and say, for whatever service it's, for whatever it did, it's not to even think, why did we have to do that? It served its purpose then, it doesn't serve its purpose now. So now we welcome in abundance, we're erasing scarcity in all forms, in all directions of space and time, and have that be your commandment. I tell people, step into commandments, because masters do commandments. They don't say, oh please, and try. They direct, they command, and they come from their heart. So absolutely scarcity is a thing from the past. You're the where I'm seeing you stand out energetically as far as like the top of the triangle, where you're going to be leading the people to remind them, and also people have to watch what they say, because what changed last week too and the week before, when I'm watching people talk, it's like cartoon characters out of their mouth. And so out of their mouth I see either crystal energy that takes forms and geometric forms that have a very high pitch and it's beautiful music, or I see crystal that is all distorted and it has like a scratchy energy. So if the majority of our thoughts, and this goes into subconscious, thinks of lack and scarcity, and even that you're not a good person if you have money, or you just are allowed just to get by, you're only allowed to get by. If that is 51% of your thought forms, and that's the vibration you go out, and 49% is you're saying, I'm open to change, I'm a money magnet, then you're not going to experience it as much as we know that we can. Then we think, okay, here's the secret, here's this rules, why isn't it working for me? Go to the drawing board and look as an observer, not in a judging way. Say, okay, when I want to really look at my family messages, what I got, and also be into the messages that I got around surrounding money, how do I feel about money, and then be proactive about it, and then say, I am releasing in every direction, space, time, any energy I have that is about lack and scarcity, any issues about money that is not in abundance. I am in abundance. And also I tell people, especially Julia, you have a lot of light people, light workers have this in their energy field. They've had many vows of service, and so they've had vows of service of poverty and of scarcity, and of vows of service, like you've had many lives of non-ministry, all of that. So those vows that we have taken and are very still active in our energy fields. And so what do? We say, I release from any vows of poverty, of celibacy, of any vows that do not no longer serve my higher purpose, my soul, and I am bringing the energy back into now, because especially the old soul people have had so many lifetimes of celibacy and and poverty, that it, again, it still holds a charge. But remember, we are masters. We can pull that back. And then I tell people, as soon as you say that, you're directing the energy, and it is done. The charge is done. But repeating it for 30 days creates a new neural pathway in your brain. So command it, and it is so, but by exercising and repeating it again for 30 days lays down a new neural pathway, and that so anywhere in the subconscious that still holds any kind of scarcity or agreement with any kind of vows, and that goes with all vows that didn't, again, serve the time at the time but is not service anymore. And so when people start doing that, that's what I'm seeing. You're in a leader, you do in a group of this, Julia, and so that's where I'm also seeing maternal grandmother coming in with great-grandmother, and she says you didn't meet her, but she's handing you a symbolic torch for you to light the people's torch. You're a passionate person. You light their fire. And so remember that we could do this with light. You know, people have to lighten up. Where part of this is that we could do it. Some people are getting tired and serious. So the more we can do this by laughter, by dancing, by music, by jokes, everything is light, light, light. The lighter we are, the more it holds a higher vibration. So you be the leader. You do the lighting. And remember, have your arms open for the balance of giving and receiving, because you'll be in the line of, say, of showing the people by leading by example, and that also is abundance. Abundance is our divine birthright, and that is abundance of health, wealth, money, partnership, all of that. It's our birthright, our divine birthright, and nobody can take that away from us. It's our inheritance.
That is so perfect, and you just affirmed everything I've been practicing, because I have been doing an affirmation of abundance and saying it, and I've been saying it for the last 30 days, and things have started to flow, and I am just so happy. And I've been dancing and doing all, and I am light. I am joyful. That's my name, Joya.
Absolutely.
So it's like,
exactly.
It's so perfect. It's so wonderful.
And that's, and you're sending that vibration out, not only through your own energy grid, but everybody around you, but then that whole vibration goes to the earth grid. So when you heal something that has to do with the lack and scarcity, that vibration goes to the whole earth grid. So anybody that consciously or subconsciously has a form of the scarcity, you help them get rid of that. So does everyone make a difference? Absolutely. Can everyone, are we all in this together to help everybody? Absolutely. Do people have to be conscious about how much they hold into lack and scarcity? No. Some people think, well, good God, I know consciously that I'm holding into these patterns. Never mind my unconscious. Just remember our intention. When we start directing the energy into our unconscious patterns, we are being the masters and unplugging it, because our subconscious, the unconscious, doesn't know the difference between facts and fiction. So when we say I am abundant and that's my divine right, that's what we're building a solid foundation on, having the unconscious, subconscious believe that, because that is the truth. That is our divine inheritance. And that's worth celebrating, glowing about, and you look wonderful, and you're doing, I love when I see this pulse. It's like the pulse that, it's like a breath. It's like a one pulse that goes throughout your energy body, but it also has goes out to God, Creator, whatever God means to you. So it's like the one breath. So you're being breathed by God, and that again goes to every single person on the face of this earth. So that's a wonderful thing, because you're helping the whole too. Good job.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, and I appreciate you. And let us all go forth into this new light wave. So thank you, Carrie.
Thank you. Thank you for all the work you do.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
You know, it's so neat, Carrie, to see who gets through, kind of, you know.
Right.
Especially when, you know, there's half an hour open. And
right.
It's neat how I always see how, you know, the questions that need to be answered almost for the collective seem to
come
through.
Exactly. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, very powerful.
Yeah. And those people that don't get in, they get them, if they listen to the message, I know sometimes they get frustrated and like, I wish you'd stop talking, but if you just listen to what you and I are saying, I look at the whole energy grids before you call, so I know the direction that it's going, I send the energy out to the people, so if we don't physically talk and make a connection, we are absolutely, I'm sending energy to your higher self, and we are absolutely making a connection, so that's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. I think we've got another caller on the line. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from Earth, and they told me that you didn't need my name, that you'd know my vibration right away.
Okay.
Okay, do you have a question?
Yes, I have a question about the upcoming travel journey and anything important that I could do for the people and Mother Earth while I'm on that journey.
Okay. And the Mother? Did you say and the Mother?
The Mother Earth and the peoples upon her.
Yep. Okay, the whole thing, just like what Nicole and I just said, we were talking about, and actually I'm seeing very big J's around you, big J's, pair of J's, so I'm just going to call you the big J. And so think of what you're actually, and I'm actually seeing what you can do for, and especially because your expression is in a male body right now, and you there, and I'm seeing your energy is transfigured over the earth, and it's pointing to the liver. So as you're releasing and helping the earth get rid of, liver is the biggest detoxer in our body, and it also has to do with repressed anger and rage. And so think of, as you're expanding your energy and doing your vibrational raising work, to concentrate over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, into the next 2 months. Expect to see 222s from a lot of your guides to confirm this for you, and to really even press and physically touch your liver. And as you're doing it, and that's right underneath the right chest area, and it's pretty big, it's like the size of the hand, and so it's right underneath the chest, heart area, heart chakra, and the breast area, right underneath it. And again, liver is the detoxer, the biggest organ in our physical body for detoxing, so by you putting your fingers and going clockwise and or counterclockwise if you want to, that you are, think of it symbolically, saying that I'm representing the earth. I am helping, boosting, directing my hands, going clockwise and or counterclockwise, and you can't do wrong with it because each movement is taking energy or releasing it. And even if you feel like one part you go clockwise, the next second you do it, the next, as you move it, you go counterclockwise, clockwise, counterclockwise, you'll know exactly what to do. You're releasing and helping the earth get down to deep detox. And again, especially over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, 222, the next 2 months, and that's going to help get rid of old, ancient stuff, energies, residual energies, and that's what we are doing over the next 2 weeks as we step into August, and actually August is even less than 2 weeks away. So that would be the biggest help that you can do, and also it will absolutely open up your multidimensional sight, and also pay attention when you go out at night, because you'll be getting stronger messages from the star beings as far as the direction, because I see that there's a slight turn, a 90-degree angle turn in your direction over the next 2 weeks. And so you could think that you're, let's do symbolically, I live in Connecticut. Like, if I saw that, I'd be thinking, well, if I had a trip that I was going to go to New York, I'd be flexible that it could be getting turned to another side of New York. New York is big. If I thought I was going to the city, I might be going to upstate. So that, or it will bring me upstate, or I need an extension of time with this. But again, it's going to be a crystal clear journey. And I think it's really cool, Jay, to see the, I love seeing this because I've not seen this before, of you having clearing this with your own body, but also saying, like, in union with the Mother, that I am representing the releasing of the detoxing by within myself, and again, picture the earth over your body, and by doing that, you're getting deep down into the core grids of the crystal earth. Also, remembering to go down to the center of the earth and just see the crystalline grids. They're all lit, they're all connected, and they also attune to us. And again, part of your energy, when I see Johnny Appleseed planting seeds to people in the past, they're acknowledging your knowledge that you give to people. So think of the knowledge that you give out to people. People plant it, and there's a part where they're saying be open for your receiving too, as far as receiving love, receiving even money and directions, as far as supporting your journey to be able to have your dream come true, which looks like a center, or I'm looking at you in a big, it looks like a dome building, and it almost looks like a star dome building. It's interesting. It could be 7 years down the road, but it's going to be crystal clear with you going. Biggest thing is the detox, and again, it's the being in the, even in the male body, it's helping balancing the male and female energy. So thank you very much, Jay, for the work that you do.
Thank you for the work that you do, and may you have 222 blessings into eternity.
Thank you. Back to you.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, Jay, and all the best with that. So we're actually nearing the top of the hour. I don't think we can do one more call justice. So what we'll do is get Carrie back on the line within a couple of weeks, and we'll open up the lines again, and we'll do it again. So, but that's awesome, Carrie. I heard you say at the beginning, too, August is better for the energy.
Absolutely, absolutely. August, and especially by the second time, second week of August, we feel like a poof, like a big, well, it'll be so noticeable, because think of when you're in an energetic rain from since January, we get kind of used to and attuned to the energy. So we're going to really feel it. Like when August comes, we're going to feel it by the second week. We'll say, wow, I was really just, we really did go through a huge cleansing here, a huge detoxing here. And also through this detoxing, we're rewiring, reconnecting, realigning all the re's, remembering who we are, and we are all masters. And the more we hold it and attune it, the more we are helping the whole. And can one person make a difference? You bet. Every single person makes a difference. So the more we claim that, the more we are attuning. And again, opening our arms up, that opens up our chest up, and go outside a lot is what my guides are saying. Outside, or if you can't go outside because the weather was, opening that heart chakra up big and wide, and just having that energy go out and connecting to the earth's grids and the universal grids, and feeling it go right deep down into your heart. It's a wonderful energy. It's like being breathed by God, being breathed by whatever God is to you, but it's like it's a pulsing where you feel like you are one, and it also is very grounding, and it's a huge detail. Toxer also. It's amazing, amazing energy coming in, and it's going to really further accelerate our sacred union, because we're stepping into the sacred union, because we had to have the sacred divine male and female energy solidly within our energy first, as then the electromagnetic heart energy comes out as far as pulling in the sacred union for relationships for all. That's wonderful.
Wow. And you've heard it here, prediction, 4.5 years till 90% of the population is awakened on the planet. That's just astonishing.
That's
and so there we go. Well, thank you, Carrie. Do you have any events or anything that we should know?
Yes, we are heading out. Actually, I have a free teleclass this Saturday, that if you call or go onto the website, we have a whole brain class. I'm doing it with a psychiatrist, where for 1 hour we're discussing the what I call the whole holy brain, and that is part of our evolutionary process. We have a lot of stuff going on in our physical body as we're evolving. So that whole holy brain class is a free class that we're doing. You could get to go on the website to get to sign up for that, and it's not too late. You could sign up right till up to Saturday. And also, I'm going out to Seattle, and it's in Seattle. We're going out there. We're going to be there on August 2nd, 3rd, 4th. We're going up there for the whole weekend and doing some classes there. So it's going to be very fun. Seattle's up near you guys, by neck of the woods, right?
Absolutely.
Or not that far. Yeah, so I'm excited about going up there in August.
Okay, Carrie O'Connor is the website to tune in for all of that, and, of course, to get a hold of Carrie for their own readings. So go there, Carrie O'Connor. And this Thursday, Joe Dunning is going to be back. Anybody who listens collectively, everybody receives a healing. We've had amazing, amazing mail about this, so tune in. And if you miss any of the shows, any of the time, newsforthesoul.com is where you go. Thank you, Carrie, for being here again today.
Oh, thank you, Nicole.
It's always
keep on spreading the light. You're doing a wonderful job.
And you too. And I'm just so happy that we're doing it together. So
absolutely.
Talk soon and all the best. And
okay.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks for everyone who called. And sorry to the ones that didn't get through, but hang in there. Next time, 2 weeks, we'll do it again. All the best, everybody. Bye for now.
inside this very home. Willow trees are barren, and the scarecrow stands alone.
Summertime.